Sure. Technical analysis, it works for me, certainly, but I've selected the elements that I believe work, and it does have limitations. And there are certain aspects of technical analysis that I largely leave aside entirely and are critical of. I feel, this is quite controversial as well, so I feel one of the key things people get introduced to in technical analysis, they get straight away taught indicators, and they get taught moving averages. They get taught a variety of what I call the lagging category of derived lines. So essentially price data, which is the facts and the truth and the reading of the tick, is being de-emphasized. And often I find early traders will have, you know, price chart here, and then two-thirds of the chart will be filled with five or six derived lines, which are essentially mathematical formulas placed on different points of the price data. And there's nothing predictive about that, but what tends to happen is people begin to make associations psychologically that there's a predictive element. In fact, most of the ticks up in the indicator will always be generated by first a tick in the price. So inherently, most indicators are lagging. And everyone will say, oh, but you got the warning there. Retrospectively, when you move the point that you draw the line up on the indicator, it actually looks like it gave early warning. But only after the price data has moved it has it done so. So people get confused and they start to think the tail is wagging the dog. The price behavior is your best and should be your primary part of your analysis. And I feel personally that there's too much fascination on indicators. The other thing that is wrong with indicators for me is that invariably people get into the habit of calling tops and bottoms. So if you have an RSI, they say, oh, there's divergence. It's not going up as quickly. Therefore, it's losing some of its momentum. But actually, if you've had a very strong impulsive move on the price, any move up after that will look less significant. However, you can go into a trend for a very long time. So it has people always taking the other side of the market in terms of the trend. So it actually encourages not following the trend. And so those elements I'm very critical of. Volume is a notable exception. Volume can often precede price moves, and I value that. And things like Bollinger Bands that capture volatility, because I trade the expansiveness of the volatility and the tightening of the volatility as part of my strategy. I find things that illustrate that very, very useful. So it's not a broad brush, but most indicators, unfortunately, have limited value in technical analysis, and I wish the art or the science emphasized them a far less. I think it's killing a lot of traders' future and leaving them feeling a bit helpless. What are the good sides of technical analysis that I use? Certainly patterns. So patterns capture the footprint and DNA of a crowd's response to a certain set of impulses. So you get news, it's either overhype or it's underhype, it's good or it's bad. Patterns continue to form, and people's human reaction to those patterns are generically always the same. It's quite incredible that for me, that doesn't matter who the participants are in the crowd, but if we shout fire, everyone will scrum down at the door to get out. The fact that if we all jumped into two orderly queues and just rifled through the door, we could empty the cinema a lot quicker, does not change that people's emotional and psychological response will be wrong. And it doesn't matter if they're nuclear scientists and brain surgeons in the crowd. The emotional response and the psychological responses will be the same. And I often use in my trading, if you've ever seen a shark, we have the big sardine run in South Africa. If you've ever seen a shark going through a shoal of fish, it doesn't matter who the individual participants of that fish are, they create this lovely 2.5 meter tunnel around him. You know, he's the predator. And they're all moving and they're all hustling and they all know there's a shark there and they're all keeping a distance. But there seems to be this artistic, perfect pattern around him that is formed. No one person is coordinating this, but it's almost perfectly constructed. And this is the effect of crowd and an impulse, an effect, a danger or an opportunity. And we get this repeating time and time again. So patterns have a high probability of occurring. Generally, however, the best patterns are the continuation ones. So things that call turns can be incredibly profitable, but in most instances, things continue. So I place a greatest emphasis on continuation.
And what about fundamental analysis? Do you use that?
So fundamental analysis, I have a silver ounce here somewhere, I say is just the other half of the other side of the same coin. So I think the notion that there's these two competing parties, the one versus the other, is a foolhardy notion. We're the same coin. In fact, technical analysts are following the lead steers fundamentalists. So when something suddenly that's been going down suddenly has high volume and starts trading up subsequently and then becomes impulsively strong and then technical analysts start getting involved, they are jumping on the coattails of the lead steer fundamentalists who have said this particular equity is not worthy of being slammed. So the people in the Ebola crisis when it was at its peak of hype and the airlines were all selling off, and we looked at this and we said, really, is this the end of the world? Come on. Scanning things are going to be put on, the airlines are all going to have all these extra costs. This has been overplayed, overhyped, the media are getting ahead of themselves, the value money starts buying the airlines. What? Why? Because the crude oil is collapsing and that's one of their biggest input prices. So you then see that and technically you get the setup. I saw it both as a pattern and I saw the fundamental narrative as well. In that instance, I also wasn't particularly swayed by the Ebola narrative as being, you know, a major thing. I've seen swine flu, bird flu, you know, the lot come through, and I would be happy to have been fundamentally one of those with the oil price showing a substantial fall to have gone long. So that's where my technical view and a fundamental view both married. So we can't, a technical analyst should never be have an issue with a fundamentalist. Usually, however, it's the other way around. The others think technical analysis is a voodoo science.